This is Michael Johnson. You're listening to PodTech.net. Sun Microsystems, in a move to innovate data system design, has unveiled Project Blackbox, a data center in a box. Sun CEO Jonathan Schwartz introduced the new design at a press conference at Sun's headquarters in Menlo Park, California.
First of all, thank you all very much for taking the time to come join us. And rather than take up a lot of time with slides, which I'm going to do in a moment, what we really want to do is just give everybody the context for why we built what we did and where we think the market opportunity is going to be and where we think the thing is headed. And frankly, that's much better off, or you'll be much better off if Greg is telling you and actually giving you a physical walkthrough of what's been built. And I think you'll agree with me, it's definitely an interesting and exciting concept. So at a top level, when, you know, one of the challenges that we have in the marketplace is this is how Wall Street thinks about the industry. It's how most reporters think about the industry. Well, you got some software players, and you got some server players, you got the storage guys, and you got the services folks. And frankly, standing alone in any one of these industries, our ability to differentiate just, you know, foot to foot against somebody who's exclusively focused on one thing, our market differentiation is going to be relatively small. Now, the reason for that is there's folks who are way bigger than we are or have been in the industry for, you know, a century, and we obviously haven't. But the one thing that we, I think, have great confidence in at Sun is that we're never going to lack for creative ideas, but we're never going to, frankly, be able to think in just this way. And the reason for that is if you look at the history of the company, it's all about how do we bring together the best of, you know, standard components in the marketplace, generally accepted technologies, bring the new innovations to the marketplace that will actually give us significant and substantive differentiation. By the way, part of that comes from just having really clever and creative people all across Sun, but a lot of it also comes because we hang out with some really interesting customers who express to us problems and challenges that we go away and think about and then come back with a somewhat novel solution around. Our next generation market opportunity is going to come from the core systems innovation that is at the intersection of the world of storage, the world of systems, the world of software, and the world of network computing. And there is, to me, no purer expression of that intersection in the Venn diagram than the black box you're going to hear about today, because it really does bring together all of the innovation and all of the spheres that we do at Sun. And again, that's about $2 billion a year focused in the center of the Venn diagram.
Greg Papadopoulos, Sun's CTO and Executive Vice President of Research and Development, spoke about the company's impetus for the new design.
Look at all the servers and storage systems we make at Sun. The thought experiment is, what if we were the only company buying them? If that were the case, what would we build? And the basic assumptions that went into the design of Black Box were ones that were grounded in looking at the needs of that line and how do you get exceptionally efficient, reactive, be able to build things at rates that are far more consistent with the reaction times of these businesses. And that's, I think, the context that I want to give to you here. I firmly believe that this kind of code design, and by co-design, I mean taking the physics of the environment, the server and storage systems, the networking that go with it, and do that as a single design exercise is going to be the way. In fact, I'll be categorical about it in these lines. It's the only way people will survive along these lines and stay competitive.
The black box prototype shown was unveiled in Sun's parking lot, and Dave Douglas, Sun's VP of Advanced Technology, gave a preview to the crowd of some of the features of the data center in a box.
This is a standard 20-foot shipping container. There's about 18 million of these out in the world today, and as you can see by some of our painted ones, they're easy to get a hold of, easy to move. This one is powered on. There's a generator and a chiller on a flatbed truck back behind the trees here. You're welcome to go take a look at. It's all fairly standard equipment, possible to use power from the building, chilled water from a river, you know, whatever you want. It's very flexible on the power and cooling side. We've opened up the end of it here, and what you're going to see when you go in are two rows of racks, one on each side, four racks in each row, so there's a total of eight racks in here. We can hold about 1.5 petabytes of disk, If you filled it up with our highest performing computers, it would be in the top 200 supercomputers in the world, just with a single box. And better than that, you can pick it up and move it wherever you want. This particular one is configured to be part of SunGrid, so we've got a part of network.com. There's a grid configuration in here. It's about 180 servers plus some networking and storage. This one we were doing testing on last Friday evening in LA. About 5 o'clock, the truck came by, picked it up, put it on the truck, picked up the generator and chiller, put them on a separate truck, and we had it live in the parking lot here at about 10 a.m. on Saturday. So a couple $1 million of computing equipment. I haven't figured out the bandwidth, what it means to haul that much storage, but I'm sure it's a pretty cool number. You'll see we've just opened up the doors here, and you can see the end of the two racks. You'll see the fans and behind them the radiators. As you go in, you'll see the plumbing in between each rack. The racks are set in kind of 90 degrees off of where you'd think, so they're front to back, and they pull out into the middle in order to do maintenance and repair things. Well, are we going to pull a rack out a little bit? Yeah, so a rack will be pulled out a little bit so you can see as you walk through and you can see the systems. One of the racks has plexiglass on. You'll be able to see the systems inside as you go through. Also, just a couple other details to pay attention to. There's lighting, a lot of cable management in there, and there's some very cool shock absorbers at the bottom of each rack. This isn't a mobile computer. We can't operate it while we drive it around, but it is designed to be able to pick up and move it wherever you want. We've designed the shock absorbing so you could take the entire container, drop it 6 inches, and all the equipment inside will be fine. Unfortunately, we tested that accidentally a couple weeks ago, and it was in fact true. So we have proved that out to ourselves. With that, as you go through, you'll see the racks. In the backside, there's a little power management room in the back, and where we manage the 200 kilowatts of power. The racks in here, standard 19-inch racks, all those Sun rack-mounted gear that's powered front to back can go in here fine. So picture this with whatever your favorite Sun gear is, whether it's Opterons or CoolThreads processors or Thumpers, and imagine what it could be like. So with that, I think I'll let Greg run the media tour, and I hope you enjoy it.
Sun Microsystems Black Box is set for a commercial rollout in the second half of 2007. I'm Michael Johnson, and you're listening to PodTech.net.